Uncle C back in the office, and in this video I'm going to be explaining the 10 types of women that you want to avoid when dating. If you're a man who's in a committed relationship, or you're engaged, or one day you're looking at marriage, these are the 10 women that you want to avoid. If your woman has and embodies these traits, not only are you in for a real rude awakening as the real her starts to come out more and more the more you get to know her, but honestly, what you're better off is you're better off just finding quality woman. If you are a man who is on this 1% mission, you're trying to actually become a man of value, you are on your path, you're on your purpose, you're on your mission, you deserve top tier women. Which means that your screening credentials are going to be a little bit more in-depth than the typical guy who will just take whatever he can get. Now, these 10 traits, it might seem like I'm scrutinizing, or it might seem like I'm being very nitty-gritty, but you have to understand the repercussions that come with these if you choose to date a woman that embodies any of these things. This video is going to really give you massive clarity, especially if you are in a relationship. And not only that, these are not just terms that I'm finding on the internet. These are not just things I'm coming up with out of thin air. All of these are from women who I've dated. All of these are from women from my past. And not only that, these are some of the women that I see many of my students on a day-to-day basis have to deal with. Let's dive in. Now, before we begin, I'd like to quickly announce, okay, first off, the Never Left on Red merchandise, the Uncle C merch, is down below in the description. Not only that, what I'm doing is I'm doing multiple $5 and $2 courses below for the next 24 hours, and registration for my men's MBT, Masculine Behavioral Therapy Masterclass, is now open. Meaning, if you're wanting to know the exact MBT system that myself and all of the students are using on a day-to-day basis, you're going to want to go down below and register for that free broadcast. So, types of women, number one. Let's try to make this brief, let's try to make this punchy, let's make this quick so that way I can get you on your day. Number one, she has no story. Why do I have story in quotes? If you have a woman who's not able to engage with you in her life story, or you have a woman that doesn't even have a story to begin with, she's just floating, right? She's floating from job to job. She's floating from, you know, this idea to this idea. She's just going through life, going through the motions, living to get to Friday. Okay, this is probably a woman that you're going to want to avoid. When a woman has no story, it's very hard to build chemistry. And the reason for this is because it's hard to build that good back and forth banter, or that flirtatious feel that you need. If you see this, I would tend to move on and I would find new women. This is number one. Avoid that type of woman. Number two, past damage by men. Okay, past damage by men is really huge, because when I put most alpha in quotes, I'm going to give you a story that happened to me personally. This was back a few years ago. I was not on NoFap. I was not on retention. I was all about getting it in and having a good time. Woman I was seeing, she was slightly older than me at the time. And what would happen is during S3X, oftentimes afterwards, she would break down and cry because of past trauma, because her boyfriend would hit her or abuse her back in the day. And it even got to the point when we were doing it, like, she, you know, she wanted to feel so dominated, so feminine, that during S3X, she would ask me to do some of those things that he would do. And this totally freaked me the hell out. This caught me off guard. And I realized that these women who have been seriously damaged by the player, or the alpha, or the guy who maybe has a record or something like that, or she's had physical abuse or mental abuse, that woman's probably not going to recap from that. And the reason for that is because that man in her eyes, whether he's a good guy or a bad guy, and in this case he's a bad guy, quote unquote, that is the most alpha in her eyes. Which means she's probably not going to be satisfied with you, because that is her new level of expectation of badass. Good luck competing unless you want to get charged with a record. Okay, it's not going to work out good for you. Number three, the spiritually dull. Okay, if your woman does not feel as if she has purpose in life, she was not born, she was not put on this earth for a reason, maybe she does not believe in God, these are things you want to look out for. Because it's like, okay, if you don't believe in those things, what else do you not believe in? Do you not believe in certain morals? Do you not believe in certain ethics? Do you not believe in certain ways how women should act, and how men should act, and how the relationship cohesion should be ran? These things are going to rob you. And not only that, her mental intellect is probably not going to be at the capacity that it could be, because she doesn't feel like she was put on this earth for a reason. This is huge. Would highly recommend fleeing from that. If she can't listen to that internal voice that she has every single day, and understand that her perception of her consciousness and how she is and what she's embodying and the traits that she has as a woman is not for a specific reason. This is not going to work out well in your favor long term, especially if kids are involved, or especially if this is a woman that you're trying to actually pair with for later in life. Number four, the social media attention, WHOR. Okay, the reason why you need to avoid this is because she's fishing for so much validation, she's fishing for so much attention, that if this is a woman that you're trying to actually date, or you guys had good chemistry, this is going to eat in the back of your mind at all times. You're going to think, oh shit, what sort of guys are swiping up, what sort of guys are texting, what sort of guys are trying to Snapchat, and it's all just bullshit, because this right here robs you of your masculine energy that you could be putting towards your purpose, towards your passion, towards the things that you actually need to have success in life. I would highly recommend getting rid of this type. Number five, also another social media. This is the social media zombie. Now, this one right here, you can actually work with this a little bit. You can like, if you're a man who can lead the right way, and not only that, you can lead towards good and not bad, you can encourage her to not necessarily be like this. This is the chick who is just like, and when she's swiping like that, you're going to even notice that you can't even call her name, and she's not going to reply. Like, you can be visibly talking to her. She's going to totally be staring off into space. Her mind's totally gone. Okay, this means that the social media, that the phone is robbing her of her personality. This is robbing her of herself. And you can fix this a little bit by talking about it, and you can actually fix this by explaining to her why this is not good and how it's probably good to monitor the screen time. Number six. The woman who thinks everything is a big deal. The woman who thinks that everything is a big deal is going to be way too full of drama for you to get anywhere. You have to understand that a good woman will always, 10 times out of 10, yes, I do make that big generalization, 10 times out of 10, she will be accompanying you on your mission. What does that mean? That means you have this goal, you have this ambition, you have this purpose, you have this pursuit of excellence, and you have a lofty goal you're shooting for. What this woman is doing is, this woman is noticing that masculine drive and spirit that you have. She's supporting you on that mission. She's helpful along that mission. She wants to be with you. Okay, these are all great traits of a woman. If everything is a big deal to a woman, you're going to notice that not only does she probably embody trait number one of having no story, but her emotions are going to get pulled so haywire that since everything is so dramatized, you're not going to get anything done. You're constantly chasing after her, you're worrying about her, you're having these conversations that are 20 minutes long that didn't even need to happen in the first place. You guys both go home in a bad mood, okay? This is the sixth woman you want to definitely avoid. The seventh is the narcissist. If the woman is just completely obsessed with herself, this is not typically a good motherly or nurturing trait. This is typically not a good feminine trait. Okay, when you're a good feminine woman, you're a caregiver, you're a nurturer, these are great things. Which means that she also probably embodies the eighth type of woman, which is the woman who leads everything off of impulse. These women who lead everything off of impulse, oh, I just need sex right now. I just need to get drunk right now. I just need to smoke pot right now. I need to do all these things right now to feel anything. Okay, she's so spiritually dull. She's so lacking any sort of moral consciousness, she's lacking any sort of guidance so bad, that when everything is based off of impulse, what do we know based off of this channel? Whether you're male or female, what is good, what feels good, is typically not good for you. Okay, this is a big distinction you have to make in life. What feels good is not necessarily good for you. The ninth type of woman, the empowerment obsessed. She needs to be empowered 24/7. This is just not going to work. I'm not even going to get into this topic. The ninth, you already know what type of woman this is, and by now this is about half the women on the population. If she's so focused on that, and girl, you don't need no man, girl, you're so tough, girl, I don't want nothing to do with it. I'm moving on. Number 10, expects but doesn't deliver. This is the woman who expects you to be there for her, expects you to maybe go on dates or pay for dates or has certain expectations. Anything you expect out of her, she turns a blind eye and she thinks, I don't need to do anything for him. These are the 10 types of women I would highly recommend you not necessarily pairing with. So I'm even going to take this a step further. Men today set no expectations. Men set no expectations of what they expect out of their woman. They're happy to just get a date. They're happy to just get a kiss on the cheek. They're happy to hopefully get lucky one night after the bar. Okay, this is not good. And not only that, using these women 24/7 and trying to use them for your own S3 actual pleasure, that is not the answer. Because this right here is exactly how we got to this place in the first place. It starts with the men. The men are the leaders. The men always will be the leaders. When the men do not lead the proper way, we have chaos. We need order. We need to actually set these expectations, okay? So hooking up plays exactly into their game. You have to realize when you're a man and you're using the pump and dump method, you're essentially playing into exactly what she wants you to. That's like her being the Monopoly man and you can never beat her. You can never beat the Monopoly man, okay? Hooking up plays to their game, and today men are playing a game that is fundamentally not designed for them to win. When you get crystal clear on your goals, when you get crystal clear on your purpose, when you get crystal clear as to the man you want to be, the man you know you need to be, you're not even going to entertain these women past one date or past a phone call or past a text message. You spot these red flags and you understand this because you're just a little bit smarter than the 99%. If you like this video, hit the like button, comment and subscribe, and we will see you in the next one. Pick up the t-shirts. I will link them in below through Teespring store that I have set up. And yeah, that's it.